There's a word that appears in Parshas Achrei Mos, probably more than in any other parsha. You know what that word is? It's part of the second half of the Rosh Hashanah. I guess you're right, because the pasuk says Kedam Hua Nefesh. So the word Dam. So everywhere you turn, there's always a Torah, is always speaking about Dam. There's a mitzvah, all the Avodas Yom Kippurim, everything's about the Dam apart, the Dam Asar going here, they're all over. And then you have the dinim of Shchut Yichutz and Malah B'chutz, it's considered to be Dam Shofach, and there's the mitzvah of Kisi Adam, the sort of Achilas Dam. Dam is a very, very major part of the mitzvahs. And as Ash says correctly, Ki Adam hu ba'nefesh. So the Torah gives us a mitzvah, a very, very powerful mitzvah on Yom Kippur. We go, the Kohen Gadol goes, Lefnai v'lefnim, goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he takes blood. It takes the dam. Again, kedam or nefesh. So which nefesh is this representing? So the two kabbalas. There's the dam of the pahar. That's the Kohen Gadol speaking on behalf of himself, on behalf of the kehanim. Then there's the dam asorash, chasir chatas shalom. It's the blood klai. So it's the essence. It's the very, very nefesh and neshama of the all of klal Yisrael. And where does this dam go? So unlike all other kabbalas, where the dam usually goes on the mizbeach, a few very, very small kabbalas end up, the dam ends up on the pareches. Here the dam goes not only on the mizbeach, panimi, not only on the pareches, but it goes, and the Kodesh HaKadosh goes onto the Aron, onto the makom of the Aron itself. What's the symbolism? What's the imagery here? As the Rambam tells us in the end of the Sefer Kabbalas, that the Kabbalas and the Chal HaChukim Heim, that they're part of that Torah that are chukim, that we don't ultimately understand, that there's even the Rambam writing this way, that it's something which is just way beyond any depth of human comprehension, the notion of kabbalas. But Afal Pichin, the Rambam writes in a few places that even when you have things which are real chukim, you have to still try to delve into a little bit to relate to them. You have to be able to draw some kind of lesson, some kind of inspiration, some kind of religious meaning that speaks to you. The Rambam does this in Hilchos Mikvos, but he writes that Mikvah and Tumah B'Tahara is a choik, and there's no way we're ever going to understand it. But Afal Pichein Remez Yesh B'Davar, and the Rambam writes that Nuchas Tshuva T'Kiyashay from Rosh Hashanah is a Gezeres HaMelechi V'Remez Yesh B'Davar. So Kabbalah is also Gezeres HaMelechi V'Remez Yesh B'Davar. The Remez Yesh B'Davar appears to be very, very straightforward. That the Baruch Shalom saying to a person, to the Kohen Gadol and to all Klal Yisrael, said you have to take your very essence, your neshama, ki adam or nefesh, and it's got to go in one place and one place alone. It's got, everything's got to be, all your kechas and nefesh have to be to the Machom Aron. And what is the Machom Aron? The Aron is, there's no avoda that ever happens with the Machom Aron. There's no mitzvah, there's nothing in the Aron except for the Luchos, the Sefer Torah. The Aron is the place of Torah par excellence. It's not even a place of Shemir Samitzis. It's just Lina Torah. That's the symbolism of the Aron. And that's what the Torah is saying to the Kohen Gadol. You want to get back on track. You want to stay on track. You want to be Mechaper for Yaveiris. You want to be Chazi B'Tshuva. There is no other way. So you have to go right back to Kodesh HaKadoshim, go back to Aron HaKodesh. And how do you have to go? With your blood. Not in a lackadaisical way, not in a lazy way, not in a relax. To go back with your kishkas, with your life blood, and take your life blood and throw it on the Machom Aron, and throw yourself into Torah, throw yourself into your Gemaras, throw yourself into your Taisim, throw yourself into your Ktaisim, and you throw your entire kishkas, your entire essence of your being, and that's going to bring you a kapara. That's ultimately what's going to bring you close to the Baruch Shalom. So somehow, you know, you're looking at this and saying, what? Does it really work? So the answer is, Baruch Hashem, we have 3,500 years of trial and success rate. I always tell people that there is 100% success rate in Limud HaTorah. Anyone who doesn't succeed through Limud HaTorah to come closer to Ribbono Shel Olam, only because he didn't give it enough kerches nefesh. Any person who gave enough kerches nefesh in Limud HaTorah has, by definition, succeeded in coming close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So, Rabbosai, you know, as we take our formal break, it's only a formal break. Baruch Hashem, next week everyone's going to be sitting in Shlagi, the Chazir, the Bechina, and then in the midst of a few short weeks from now, we'll resume in Junzman. I'm looking forward to a full packed house. Darkeinu, Makesh. And in the midst of Hashem, in a few short months, we're back to what do we learn next year? Kedushin. Hopefully, okay, the Beis and Kedushin, okay. But Afal Pichein, there are good, solid, almost 4 months now between then and now, between now and then. So everybody, the way Rabbi say, to make sure that we remain on track, is back to Limud HaTorah. Everyone, I know a lot of people have a lot of different things that they're pursuing over the next couple of months. Some people are going to work, some people are going to school, some people are Some people are doing other things, or whatever other, what other things there are in the world, but whatever other things people are doing, vacations, I don't know, whatever other things you're catching up with in life. They said, don't let the last 10 months of Limud HaTorah go by the wayside. Baruch Hashem, we've had such a wonderful year. This has been a real exciting year. Everyone had a good time? Had a good time? Had a good time? Okay, we all had a good time. It's unbelievable. Look at what, just look back. Look back at the sugyas that we learned. Look, sugyas chamuras, the yaiser and shas. How much time did we spend on, what did we learn this year? What are some of the things we talked about this year? I don't remember anymore. Pagid Dibura, we talked about that. But Kibbutz Ramrei probably spoke about a little bit. What else did we talk about? Eidaroa, Eidameyan, Asmach Lokanya, Shemitah. I know we had a lot of things. Eidazorman, yeah, regular stuff. Okay, so we have Baruch Hashem, Mamash, Sugyas, and Mali Vagadush in terms of Chachmas HaTorah. So Baruch Hashem, we should get such chizik and such islam and such excitement for the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu let us have this chus to learn his Torah, b'chol lev, b'chol nefesh. It should be mechayev to keep it going further. So I hope for everyone should be matzliach in all your endeavors. And the Mirat Hashem, well, hopefully we'll see everybody in the Spanish in this, next week for a serious, serious week of Chazara, which befits the time of getting ready for this Zman Matan Torah Seinu. Wish everyone a lot of tzlacha, and we'll be in touch. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.